there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Welcome. It's hour number two. Hour two ready to go as we talk about that big showdown between Philly and New York at the Garden. And the Sixers somehow blew a five-point lead in the final 30 seconds of the game. A lot of controversy in this game. 76ers star Joel Embiid called the loss effing unacceptable. Where are you at on this one? And do the Sixers and coach Nick Nurse have a prayer of winning the grievance with NBA officials? We'll discuss that. Also, Anthony Davis says the NBA doesn't like him, and that's why he won't win Defensive Player of the Year. Do you have empathy for the unibrow who disappeared, had as many points as you did, by the way, in that Laker-Nuggets game in the fourth quarter? And would you support podcaster J.J. Redick getting an NBA coaching job in Charlotte? He's going to interview for that job. We'll talk about that and more right now. Here it is, hour number two. The gift from the gods, the basketball gods. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere beside one another as we get down to bedrock, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and vociferously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from climate as we undergo sports climate change on a nightly basis. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Freddie, who hates LeBron, and Matt, the Warrior Raider fan, think that's a lot. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour, coming from the other half of the bracket. Now, we are going to ignore the Cleveland-Orlando game. There's not much to talk about there, but two good games on Turner Sports, the NBA playoff doubleheader. We mentioned last, if you're just new to the show here, the Lakers gagged a 20-point lead. You know how hard it is to blow a 20-point lead if you're good? It's pretty hard. They blew a 20-point lead against the Denver basketball team, and they did it in splendid fashion. Jamal Murray hitting a game-winning shot as time expired right in front of the Nuggets bench as Anthony Davis fell in to the bench, which likely means he'll be hurt and miss the next game. All right, so our lead, though, is from Gotham. The undercard featured the New York Knickerbockers, who gave out a bunch of tickets to celebrities. They make the commoners, the Wall Street crowd, also have to buy tickets, but the celebrities in New York get free tickets. They just can't say anything bad about James Dolan or the Knicks, and they're allowed to hang out and schmooze, and those are, you know, very expensive tickets. So they were all there. They were all, if you watched the game, Ben Stiller was hanging out there, Chris Rock. So in terms of the actual game, a historical type situation here. New York was dead for rights. Last rights were being handed to the Knicks there in this game. They were going to become the first home team to lose in the playoffs. And then New York guard Dante DiVincenzo, the old Villanova guard, he made a go-ahead three-point shot with 13 seconds to go in the game. And there was a helter-skelter situation. The Knicks went full Houdini and ended up winning the game 104-101. But the setup on this, the Knicks are up now 2-0 in the series. So the Knicks trailed by 5 points, down five, final 30 seconds of the game. Clock running, final 30 seconds of the game. And it's one of the all-time wackiest playoff comebacks, which would not have been possible without the generosity of the Philadelphia basketball team. The rally started with Jalen Brunson, who had been terrible, just horrific in this game. Jalen Brunson hit a three-pointer that hung around, bounced up on the rim, went down, corner three-pointer. The ball bounced at that point. It fell in. So at that point, it's a two-point game, 101-99. There's 27 seconds remaining. So Josh Hart, who played every minute of this game for New York, which is shocking. It used to not be shocking, but now it's like you're an Iron Man. Back before, it was just expected. But anyway, Josh Hart then stole the ball from Tyrese Maxey. Very generous of Tyrese Maxey to mishandle the ball. So the Knicks get the ball back, and they go out to DiVincenzo, and then he ends up missing. He missed the shot. Oh, no. Well, obviously, you know what happened. The former Clipper, Isaiah Hartenstein, grabbed the rebound and tossed it back out to OG Anunoby, who then got the ball back to DiVincenzo, and bang! He made the shot there, and that put the Knicks up by one. They would go on and win by three, and that led to a spicy comment from Joel Embiid after the game. Here's a little taste of Joel Embiid here on his commentary.
And everybody on the floor was trying to call a timeout, myself included, Nico, coach on the sideline. But that didn't give it to us. But, you know, forget about the timeout. There's a bunch of fouls. You know, like I said, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, see, that's the money quote. And that's all we need. We'll get to Nick Nurse in a minute, but we'll start with Joel Embiid. So you just heard it. Joel Embiid saying the Knicks loss, or the Sixers loss to the Knicks, was effing unacceptable. So where are you at on that particular quote? So I've got Fairbanks, Worms, and Jays. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a Zamboni, which they need at Madison Square Garden, but not for the Knickerbockers. It's the other team that's in the playoffs. So my first observation here, my first thought on this is it is effing unacceptable, but it doesn't go far enough. Okay? That's number one! I had to keep Lorraine on guard there. The first thought is it doesn't go far enough to say, hey, it's effing unacceptable. This is a playoffs! Right? Not a regular season game, not a regular season game, but we're talking about playoffs. Can't do it. Can't have it happen. That was a room service special. That was Santa Claus on Christmas morning is what it was. That was Hanukkah Harry on the night of Hanukkah. What are you doing? With any kind of discipline, the Sixers close out the game. They had a brain fart. There was brain flatulence that went on by multiple players on the Sixers, and they sucked at a time you cannot suck. It was low basketball IQ. They don't want to talk about that. They just kind of gloss that over. But in the final seconds, the 76ers could not find, you could say they couldn't find the closer. And when they found the closer, they had the great Pete Fairbanks of the Tampa Bay Rays there, that he was the closer. And as we learned in a recent episode of the show, it was an all-encompassing type of suck. An all-encompassing type of suck. When you have a five-point lead in 30 seconds of basketball to close the lead and you lose the game, that is all-encompassing suck, is what that is. Now, Philly plans to file a grievance. In fact, do we have Nick Nurse? Here is Nick Nurse, the coach of the Philadelphia basketball team. Talking about the final couple of seconds, they tried to call timeout, was not granted. So take a listen to his complaints.
Obviously, they score. We take a look at getting it in quick. We don't get it in quick. I call timeout. The referee looked right at me, ignored me. I needed a timeout there to advance it. Would have been good, but couldn't get it.
He went on, the Sixers, to say through the media in Philly, they're going to file a grievance with the NBA over the officiating these first two games. Not just game two, but the first two games at Madison Square Garden. So, let's wrap this one up. So, the Sixers coach, you just heard him, a little taste of it. Nick Nurse, unhappy, angry, they lost the game, and said the officials ignored the timeout call at the end. There will be a grievance that will be filed here, according to the Philly media there. Do the Sixers have a prayer of winning the grievance over the shoddy officiating? So the way I will answer this, do they have a chance of winning? Yes. In fact, I would be surprised if the NBA doesn't say, hey, bad job by us. Now, we screwed that one up. Should have given you a timeout. But they're not going to replay the game, so who cares? It's not like they say, all right, everyone back to Madison Square Garden. We'll play at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Just to have the Sixers come back on the train up to Philly, you know, New York, and we'll play the game. They're not going to do that. So they'll say, oh, that was a bad job. But as I understand it, maybe I'm wrong on this, it's up to the discretion of the referee to grant the timeout. They don't have to give you the timeout. And I would assume the referees are going to argue, well, I didn't see it. You know, well, you weren't clear that you wanted to call the timeout, and there's a gray area here and all that. Anyway, we pivot now to the award season. And I was not planning on talking about this, but these quotes are so delicious, I have to go down this road. So they announced over the weekend the finalists for various awards. The Lakers center Anthony Davis was not one of the finalists for the Defensive Player of the Year award. And who gives a rat's ass? He does. He gives a rat's ass. He gave the mother of all quotes to a Laker sycophant scribe saying, quote, I'll never get it, he said, of the Defensive Player of the Year award. He then went on to say, they're not giving it to me. The league, here we go, buckle up. The league doesn't like me. He stated, the league doesn't like me. I'm the best defensive player in the league, close quote. And I thought it would be appropriate to talk about this on a night where Anthony Davis absolutely vanished in a big spot for the Lakers. I thought this would be perfect. So Anthony Davis said, and again, for those of you that are a little inebriated, Anthony Davis said that the NBA doesn't like him. That's a great quote. And that he's never going to win the Defensive Player of the Year award. Do you have any empathy for the unibrow? So I'll go first. I have none. I have zero. Zero empathy. The word for this is emasculating. What are you doing? Seriously. Anthony Davis, and it's appropriate. He gave these quotes before he went out and pitched a goose egg, a shutout, a perfect quarter. Down the stretch, not even scoring a point, taking one shot, although I don't even remember him taking the one shot in the fourth quarter. But this is the kind of attitude. This is why this guy's a dope, and this guy's a Nimrod and a Schmendrick and all those things. Anthony Davis. Right? He did play a lot of games this year. I'll give him that. But his legend has already been formed. We talk a lot about this over the course of the year. We'll mention this several times. When the legend becomes the fact, you go with the legend, the man that shot Liberty Valance. The legend of Anthony Davis is he doesn't play. He's not reliable. And he's humming bars from this old century. It's from the 13th century. There's a childhood song, a kid's song from Tonga. And it goes something like that. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I think I'll go eat worms. That's essentially what Anthony Davis just did here. And then he went out after bragging about how great he is. And I don't remember him making any plays in the fourth quarter. Do you? Maybe he did. I don't know. Maybe I was in a coma or something. I blocked it out. But boo hoo hoo, they don't like me. Oh my God. That shows you the personification of soft, the living embodiment of soft. And plus, we know he plays with LeBron. If LeBron can't win the Defensive Player of the Year, Anthony Davis can't win the Defensive Player of the Year. All right, real quick, final point. The news on the coaching circuit in the NBA involving a podcaster. This is how pathetic the NBA is. They're now going to interview podcasters for coaching jobs. Did you see this? Yeah. Would you support J.J. Redick, the podcaster, getting the Charlotte coaching job? He's going to interview for the job. So I will go yes on this. I will nod my head yes. I support J.J. Redick getting a coaching job as long as he ends his podcast and gets off my television. I fully support that. Way to go, right? And in fact, we will fully support him on Tobacco Road. We'll take him there. We'll buy him some cigarettes. The Hornets, the way I look at it, they're irrelevant, right? They're a spam team. They're a filler team. They suck. They've sucked for years. And they've tried to hire real coaches like that know what they're doing, and that hasn't worked. So why not hire a podcaster? Why not? Go for it. And I have an unpopular opinion on J.J. Redick because I saw him miss so many wide-open three-point shots in the fourth quarter during the Lob City years. I'm not a fan. But here's my position on J.J. Redick. I can put that to a side and look past that. So J.J. Redick is not really cut out for sports media. He's not. And let me tell you why. All right? There was a comment he gave a couple months ago that just outed him as a total loser and a guy that can't handle the modern media circuit, the way it works here. Because here's why. It's like the Jays or the OJs, the old song from the OJs back in the 70s. Give the people what they want. J.J. Redick does not believe in giving the people what they want. J.J.'s annoyance, right? His annoyance with the fan who doesn't want to get inside the strategy of basketball, and he complained about it. He started some Fugazi podcast, which like three people are listening to with LeBron, about the strategy of the game. Who the hell wants to hear that? The answer is nobody, right? People tune in. It's been proven for generations now. People tune in for the drama. They don't tune in for the X's and O's. In fact, a lot of people that are watching, they couldn't tell you the difference between a basketball and a volleyball, but they tune in for the drama. And J.J. Redick doesn't like that. So let him go coach a bunch of losers in Charlotte, and they can win 25 or 30 games a year, and he can brag about all his X's and O's. And then, of course, because of the jockocracy, he'll come back and get a job as a commentator again. That's how that works. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to comment on any of that, you can join us. Lines are full, so don't bother calling right now. But you know, something opens up, we will take your calls. Also on X, at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller. The old calm down mix with a bold claim. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The great silent majority of listeners to The Ben Maller Show sit on the sidelines, never having their opinions heard. You're invited to break the glass ceiling by taking up gigabytes with The Ben Maller Show. Just follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones. But he is more than just a call screener. He is the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
I would add 4 inches.
A Bronco Fan. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
I think he's changing his name to a Zach Wilson Fan. That's going to be his new handle.
I don't think so.
No? It's a big pickup. Guy was a number 2 pick in the NFL draft. You got him for a 6th-round pick. I mean, that's a hell of a deal. What a feather in the cap for Sean Payton to go out and make that deal. So exciting. And his mom's going to be there too, right? That they'll be hanging out. Right? The tabloids loved his mom in New York. They talked a lot about that. Anyway, we began this hour ranting about the NBA. Freddie writes in. He says, I would love to win Employee of the Month. But that's never going to happen either if the NBA gives out awards for best sucks. Anthony Davis is your winner, he says. Late night drug tester says, I thought the defensive player of the year would have been LeBron for protecting AD for actually playing enough games to be eligible for the awards. Shocking. Ferg Dog writes in. He says, shouldn't Laker fans be happy with a close loss? Everyone with a brain knew the Lakers stood no chance against the Nuggets. The only question was how competitive this year's sweep would be. That's right. These first two games have been good losses for the Lakers. Solid losses, clearly. Yes. Can't close the Neil writes and says, speaking of sports personalities, we need Keith Olbermann back on TV. The guy's meltdowns on social media are comedy gold. Yeah, I think that's probably over with. I think that's over with there. with Olbermann. He was a big star out here in L.A., local TV, before he went to ESPN. Midnight Walker writes in from Syracuse. He says, up by five with 30 seconds to play. How could Philly let that game slip away? A grievance will be filed, but that game's in the books. Down two games to none. The Sixers are cooked.
Why the grievance, Ben?
Yeah. Well, it's they're very upset. They're very angry. Let's go to the phones. We'll say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Let's say hello to Sam, who's in San Francisco. What's going on, Sam? Welcome, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to talk to you again, sir. How are you?
Sam, you want to break down that Warrior playoff game, Sam?
Not really.
No, you can't. There's no playoff game to break down. There's no playoff game to break down. There's nothing to break down.
So the playing game is not the playoffs, I guess? Okay. All right.
No, it's not. The NBA doesn't count it. That's a great point. The NBA is so stupid. They say it's not the playoffs. It's not the regular season. It's something else. It's a spot, but we're not sure what spot it is. It's very weird.
Oh, well, that sucks even more. Anyway, I wanted to talk about baseball before I get into that.
Talking baseball. Yeah, let's talk some ball. Let's do it. We're going to talk ball.
Before I get into that, though, real quick. Coop the loop. You need those 4 inches because every time you pick up the phone, you act like you got 7, bruh.
Oh, what's up with you, man? Look at that, what's man. He's attacking you. Look at that. Sam's attacking you, Coop-a-loop.
I don't even know what that means.
What do you mean? What the hell? Reproduce the lines, bro. Why don't you be nice when you pick up the phone?
Oh, wow. Are you mean to the customers, Coop? Are you rude to the people that call in here?
Oh, he's just mad because when I answered the phone, I said, Ben Maller Show,
yeah,
who's this?
Know,
and
he said
Sam.
Oh, this is a,
and I said, no, this is the Ben Maller Show. And he goes, no, I'm saying my name is Sam.
Oh,
and I said, well, you put a question mark at the end of it.
Sam, is that, wow, he called you a moron. Oh, Coop just hung up on him, Eddie. Oh, my God. He hung up on him.
Bye-bye. Yeah, good job. Cuss at the call screener, moron.
Well, you do get to do that once.
Bye, Felicia.
You're allowed to do that one time, and then that's
kick them off the air.
What's that?
Oh, curse.
Well, I mean, to get on the air and rip you. And then,
oh, yeah.
You'll never let them on the air again.
Yeah, exactly. You're an idiot.
It's banned there. But Sam, next time you call up, we'll give you like a massage. You know, bottle of wine. What do you want? Bed to lay down on? No blanket. You need a blankie.
He can have the cockroach from last night.
It's not there. I did see, though, somebody left the door open to that studio. So if the cockroach wants to go in the studio, it will not be stopped at the door. The door is open to get into that old studio. So if
the cockroach is still there?
No, it's gone.
Oh.
No, the door is open, though. The door is open. They're building, I think that's for Cowherd or something. They're building a studio for him. His own little private studio.
Fancy.
Yeah. When am I getting my own studio? When's that happening? Cool. When's that happening? When am I getting my own studio? I need my own studio.
You have your own studio. It's in your house.
I know, but they forced me to come in here a couple times a week. So
I've been told they're working on it on the fifth floor.
They're efforting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see your name in big lights behind your head.
Yeah, that'd be great. That's a great idea.
The Ben Maller Show.
Yeah, we could add that, right? Rather than this thing that's behind me right here.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. no smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I got bad news. One of our show favorites
is dead?
Is not dead.
Oh, okay.
But he's going on the injured list. We used to call it the disabled list, but that made us change
that. That's old school.
That.
We don't do that anymore, Eddie.
The great Pete Fairbanks of the Tampa Bay Rays.
I quoted Fairbanks, Eddie. I just quoted Fairbanks.
He's going on the IL with the old nerve-related issue.
Oh, all right.
But, an all-encompassing suck.
Yeah, it's an all-encompassing injury for my favorite closer, Pete Fairbanks. What a treasure. What a treasure that guy is. I never even heard of him before a couple days ago, but now he's my favorite, my absolute favorite. It is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Let's say hello to St. Nick, who's hanging out with a bunch of bears in other wild animal in the great state of Montana. Hello, St. Nick.
Hey, how are we doing, Ben?
Well, I'm not a saint. You're a saint. I can't compete with a saint. You're not a New Orleans saint, though. You're just a Montana saint.
I was born in Florida, but I hate to admit it.
Why do you hate to admit that? Are you on the run from the feds or something like that? What's going on?
No. We, you know, out here in Montana, it's being invaded by California and Florida. So
really, wait.
Oh, my goodness.
I did not know this. So people from Florida are leaving Florida to go to Montana?
Well, I think it's more from California.
Oh, California. Okay, I thought you said Florida.
Florida man. You've heard of Florida man. I'm not.
I know. I have a guy used to do. I used to do a podcast with a guy who's now a Florida man. He lives in.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He became a Florida.
No.
Man.
They call me Saint Nick because I used to help old people with trees.
Oh, that's nice.
Canada.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's it. Old people. You should. That's what everyone should help old people. Because someday if we're lucky, we'll be old, and then people can help us. It's the way life should work. We got such losers. We got these TikTok losers that don't help old people. These losers. Anyway, go.
No.
Yes. What?
Lakers game.
Okay. Well, what about it?
Jamal Murray, man. I about lost my shit when.
All
he
right.
Did that.
All right.
Fire.
Can we say the word crap? Can we say crap? Can we say poo-poo? Can we say doo-doo? All right. How about I come up with options instead of saying the S-word? Which, again,
feces.
I think we should be allowed to say. I'm pro S-word. I'm on team S-word. I would like to see us be allowed to say it. My bosses, they don't. If it was up to me, I'd just let you say it. I don't care. It's a safe harbor. We're on in the middle of the night. But I do not want our friend Lorena to get a phone call She needs to sleep, and he does not need to be awoken by an angry boss. So that is why. But there are like literally hundreds of ways to say, and many of them are much funnier than the S word. Right.
What about dingleberry?
Dingleberry is a great
That's
word.
That's a good word.
That is a fine. I've used the word dingleberry. It's a great word. You can go dingleberry. And that people laugh when they hear dingleberry. It's hard not to laugh when you hear that, right? It's just impossible. All right, anyway, let's go back to the phones. Why not? Let's see how many times we can use the dump button.
I'm scared.
I know. All right, calm down. Everything will be okay. Let's say hello to Mark, the full name guy, in Medford, Oregon. Hello, Mark, the full
Ben
name
Maller?
Guy. Yes. Yes, what?
You know, the S word actually originates from a... it's actually an acronym for store high in transit in reference to fertilizer being shipped across the ocean.
Yeah. You could use the word excrement. You know, that was some real... I almost lost my excrement. That's a big word to say. How about I almost lost my dung? That would be funny, right? That's a fun word.
It's a good word. I like that word.
Dung's a good word. I use manure. I like the word manure. I use fertilizer. That's those good, are interchangeable. Cow patties. I almost lost my cow patties. That's a fun one, right?
Cow pies.
Oh, cow pies. That's right. Cow. See, you're more of an expert than I am, Mark. Yeah.
Well, I guess I've been at it longer than you have.
I guess so. How about meadow muffins? Yeah, I lost my meadow muffins. That's a good one too, right?
Meadow muffins.
Yeah.
Meadow muffins.
All right.
Poop de loop.
Now, here's a reference. I've used this a few times. Going back, this goes back to the Civil War in America, the Tennessee Trots. You know what the Tennessee Trots is, Mark?
Yeah, I can imagine. It's like the Aztec two-step.
I've heard the Aztec. This is the Tennessee Trots is dysentery.
Yeah.
It's I'm told you don't want to have.
No, it's very unpleasant, yes.
Yeah, sure. All right, now that we've turned the show into a poop fest, how can we help you?
Well, now, you know, I was thinking, I haven't been to Madison Square Garden in quite some time. I left New York years and years ago, decades ago, but I had fun going there when I did. Rangers hockey back in the day when it was only a six-team league back in the old Madison Square Garden. And now the Knicks and Rangers have both won some postseason
games. Now would you walk there? Would you take a cab or would you take the train into Penn Station? What was your move on that?
I would take the train.
Oh, look at that. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Amazing. All right, thank you. All right, that's enough. There he goes, Mark, the full name guy. Where he goes, well, you'd have to follow him to find out where he goes. I don't know. I'm not his mother. I don't know where he's going. No idea. Kathy in Madison writes in and says, hey, Benny the Jet, what about bowls at or scat? Means the same thing. Can also jazzing up the term, I think is what she meant, jazzing up the term and singing it. So this is a very important issue of Kathy and Madison is sending us alternatives to the word poo. Thank you. And that guy from Montana, the Saint, I thought that would have been a good call. How about bowel movement? You can do bowel movement, right? That's allowed. It's allowed, right? You can say that.
Yes, you can definitely say that.
Yeah. Eddie says that all the time off the air. Right? Doesn't he say that a lot? He's a very big mouth.
You could even say turd.
Yeah, you could say turd burger.
Yes.
That's funny. Turd burger. Turd Ferguson. That's a movie reference. There's a lot of ways you can say it. So, yeah. Anyway, back to the basketball. I guess this is plausibly a sports show. So we had Joel Embiid. We played a little clip of Joel Embiid. I don't know if you paid attention to it. The Sixers are down 2-0. They blew a 5-point lead in 30 seconds. Actually, 27 seconds. But Joel Embiid claims that the Sixers are the better team than the Knickerbockers. So they haven't played like it, but he claims they're the better team. And then you have Devin Booker. The Suns got run off the court. They were mopped by the Minnesota basketball team. The T-Wolves mopped them in their game one. And he was asked about the people ripping the Suns for their pathetic performance. And he said that the critics of the Suns are, quote, overreacting to getting run off the court in game one. I do not agree. I do not believe that you are overreacting. That was completely unexpected. Minnesota is supposed to be the team that's lacking the playoff pedigree. The rank and file, the core of that team, I'm talking about Anthony Edwards, not a lot of time marinating in the NBA playoffs. When you look at the Suns with Durant and all the playoff games, Devin Booker was in the finals a couple years ago with the Suns. And the core of the Suns, with a wink and a nod to Bradley Beal, although even he's been in some playoff games, but the guys have been in more opportunities, and so you normally expect them to be okay and not get run off the court the way they were in that game. All right, here's the Ben Maller Show as we continue on. We're going to have Maller to the third degree. Time now, though, for the Insta Trivia. And we'll go to basketball for this. Blank is considered one of the top young stars in the NBA. But in the playoffs, this person has 15 turnovers and 8 assists, which I do not believe is good. Again, Blank considered one of the top young stars in the NBA. But in the playoffs, he's got 15 turnovers and 8 assists so far. Not particularly good. That is the Insta Trivia. The answer, we'll get to it. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you're a satisfied listener to the Ben Maller Show, we invite you to help promote our mom and pop program. Word of mouth advertising is the most effective of them all. Tell your friends and coworkers about our show and drop us a mention on your favorite social media networks. You are our loudspeaker to help us spread the teachings of the Maller Militia Disciples to young and old. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here's the Insta Trivia. Go to basketball. Pro bouncy ball, where Blank is considered one of the top young stars in the NBA, but in the playoffs, has 15 turnovers and 8 assists, not getting it done at this particular time. That is the Insta Trivia. What is the answer? Mr. Nice Guy going with the great Pat Tabler of the 1987 Cleveland Indians. Who else do we have? Late Night Drug Tester says Shabazz Muhammad of the Timberwolves. Interesting guess. Who else do we have? Alf, the alien opiner, going with our former morning guy, Mark Patrick on sports, MPOS. You know why, Alf? You're in the big chair. That's why. Mark Patrick. I remember when Mark did our morning show, and he said, hey, my kid's pretty good at baseball. What do you think? You know, he sent me some like clips of his son who went on to be the closer for the Washington Nationals, and I think he made an all-star game. Drew Storen. The kid's name, Robin Vegas, says Seth freaking Rollins from Rob. That's from Robin Vegas, as I said. Who else do we have? Frank Shorter from Rob in Minnesota. A lot of Robs. Matt, the Warrior Raider fan, is a blatant cheater. That's why all those teams left. He got it right. King Rory says Billy Hoyle is the answer. Sam from the Bay Area, guessed by Maller prop guy. That's his answer. Zion Williamson from Double O Mexican in San Diego. That's like something that Justin in Cincinnati would send out. Is Justin awake? I don't know. Maybe he's sleeping. Luca Garza from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Stevie Meatball says Tyler Turdberger Hero is the way to go. John going with the Oshkosh North dirtbag Tyrese Halliburton as his answer. Horse Shack from Andy from Lino Lakes. That's his answer. Eddie, what say you, Eddie?
I'm going to go with former Detroit Tigers slugger Bobby Higginson.
Oh, Higgy. That is incorrect, Eddie.
Wrong!
Good job by you. The correct answer is the following. Blank considered one of the top young stars in the NBA, but the playoffs, 15 turnovers 8 assists, not particularly good. That would be Paolo Banchero of the Orlando Magic. Here we go! Here we go! Here we go! Here we go!
This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Blah, 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 blah. Yes, Kubaloo.
Well, Ben, we're gonna do two questions today.
Okay.
You already answered one of them.
All right, good.
The Chargers are betting favorites to land Jim Harbaugh's old running back from Michigan, Blake Corum. Now, some mock drafts have Corum being the first running back off the board in the second round. Others have Corum as low as the fifth best back in the draft and going in the third round. Ben, how do you think Corum transitions into the pros?
Well, I think he'll be all right. The better question, though, here, Coop, is Jim Harbaugh being legit with the football media? Is he really trying to get all of his Michigan guys together with the Chargers, or is this all a ruse? Like, what is the truth there? Because there's reports that they want J.J. McCarthy. They already have a quarterback, and they want the offensive lineman from Michigan. Is that all just a bull crap, or is that really what Jim Harbaugh wants? That's the better question. I think Corum will be all right, but running backs, it's a temporary job. Even if you're good, you're a temp in the NFL. Next.
The Cleveland Guardians have the best record in the AL and have the best point differential in all of baseball.
I think it's called run differential, Coop. Oh, I don't want to touch up your work there, but
whatever. Do you think the Guardians are contenders or pretenders?
Well, they are contenders because of location, location, location. I know the Royals are playing better than expected, but they stink. The White Sox are horrifically bad. I don't think the Tigers are that good. So that's a bad division. So by default, they are in a playoff position. Now, do they have a lot of name brand players? No. Most average fans could not name more than a couple players on the Guardians. There it is, Coop. How did we do?
You fail. I'm in a bad mood.
No, you said I corrected your work, Coop. You said
exactly. Don't correct my work.
No, but you screwed up. I agree with that.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.